Okay, we're back. Hello, Cincinnati. I'm going to come out there and see you in person here.
If you can find your way.
If I can find my way, yes. Follow the light. I'm following the white light, ladies and gentlemen. Following the white light. There are my relatives gathered around it. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Aronoff Theater in beautiful Cincinnati. These are not my relatives. I followed the wrong light. How are you? How are you, dear?
Fine.
You're shy, though.
Yes.
Always been shy?
Yes.
Ever been on the radio before? Or?
No.
You ever call into those radio shows and say wild, wacky things?
No.
Don't you have some inner turmoil you want to release?
No.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for bothering you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Felt bad about it, but she's very sweet, though. And I love her deeply. I don't understand this. How many dachshunds would it take to kill you? Is this a local expression? Or Jeff Richardson, who's a banker, who so he should know the answer to that, I would think, from Newport, Kentucky. Is he around here somewhere? Huh? Oh, you're up there. What's with that, Jeff? Ask a lot of people the same question, or is it just me?
No, it's a question that's come up from time to time.
All right, sit back and don't leap from the balcony, all right, trying to make some point. All right, I thought maybe it was a local saying or something. John Abel, Covington, Kentucky. You up there too?
Yep.
Oh, I got all the cards from up there. I have to save these till I get up there. Sorry, I'm sure it'd be interesting because playing, what's it called? They played in the hole in Covington. Oh, cornholing, and we know about that.
Bags.
That's not as bad as it sounds. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it isn't. It's a game that you play. Play that in Iowa, too, a lot, actually, for some reason. It's that game with the, you know what it is, don't you?
Cornhole.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Not to put too fine a point on it. That's a. All right, so I got the wrong cards here, so we'll start with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Is there some question that you have for me?
Actually, I did write one, but I forgot. Lucky idiot, I didn't put my name on it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's lucky I just stopped you for no reason.
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember your name?
I remember my name, yes. Dennis Peters.
Dennis, you're from here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what do you do, Dennis?
I'm a chief financial officer for a consulting firm.
Oh, well, that's too bad. That's good. CFO, right?
That's right, CFO.
What was your question?
It was, do you think Bristol and Levi will stay together?
There's more. Yeah.
Or will she end up in the jeans of Wrangler or Jordache?
You should have quit while you were ahead there. No, I certainly wish them the best, you know. And I think they are certainly made for one another, because who else really is going to want either one of them at this point? They've pretty much burned all the bridges all around them, you know, and so they're kind of stuck with each other, including the bridge to nowhere, which is, as we know. And who wants to get on the air here? Here's your chance, because I don't have your card. But yes, you had something you wanted to say.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking before that my experience was with you asked the lady about being on radio before, yeah. That I was on WCPO TV when I was a Cub Scout.
You were?
And it was.
The Al Lewis show?
Play It Safe was the name of the show. And my question was to win the prize, what's the safety motto of the month? Which I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a sign over my head that had the safety motto of the month on it. So everybody that was watching TV saw me sitting.
Isn't it a shame there's no sign here telling you to say something, you know?
Right.
And you are?
Gene Wolke.
Gene? Very nice to meet you, Gene. Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot there. But I had to do it. Yes, now you have something to say. Come on over here. Just come on down here. We have someone who's prepared a few remarks in our audience and wants to make a few points. Yes, come on down here with the
Nuthouse.
The Nuthouse is, of course.
From my high school. I just graduated from Walnut Hills High School.
Walnut Hills! The Nuthouse! Very good school. Heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
And what did you have on your mind, dear? What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah from the Nut House.
I just raised my hand because you said who wanted to be on the air.
Oh. Shouldn't you be texting now or something, Sarah, instead of actually speaking?
People
actually evolve to the point where people no longer speak things verbally and they simply text everything they have to say one another?
Well, that wouldn't be very effective for radio listening, but I don't know.
Well, we could text this show easily, I think. We got someone with good thumbs. We could tweet it, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
So now you're out of high school? You graduated?
Yeah.
And you got a summer job?
No, I have not had any luck finding a job. It's been really difficult.
Any luck looking?
Yeah, I have.
It was like my daughter, same thing. She applied for like 27 jobs. If she gets close to getting one, she retracts her application or something. I don't know. The summer's about over, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so forget about that. But fall, what are you doing in the fall?
I'm going to the University of Cincinnati.
All right. And are you going to stay in a dorm or what?
Yeah, I'm going to live on campus.
Very cool, very cool. You know who your dorm mate is yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And.
But you're going anyway, huh?
Yeah. She's from a small town called Coolville, Ohio, which I thought was a joke, but it's near Athens, Ohio.
Yeah.
So.
Well, over the course of the year, you'll find out how much of a joke it really was.
Maybe.
Thanks,
I don't know.
Dear. Good luck to you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for joining us. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do, gosh darn it. It's pretty much a quiz show. Before we do that, we have to have to, yes, would you come forward if you can, and I'll come around if I can, and I'll meet you halfway. The four disclaimers, this is a legal description from Major League Baseball that you may not reproduce without their permission. And hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you are?
Mary Schubauer Berrigan.
Mary Schubauer Berrigan, ladies and gentlemen, from the Schubauer Berrigan.
I played the quiz 2.5 years ago in Madison, and
oh.
You thought I was too tall, and you wanted me to like shrink down like that.
I don't think you're too tall. I like too tall.
Okay.
Here, take this.
There you go. The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, Garrison was on the short list for Ultimate Cash. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done, sir. Thank you. Thanks again. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. This is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. Simply for being fabulous. That's right. It's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Whose umbrella is here? That's dangerous. What? What? Yes. Yes, right there. Wearing the black and white, yes, printed, the print, yes. Yes, come over to an aisle. Or a, I guess it'll have to be an aisle. I don't know what else. Yes, come over here. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Don't take my microphone. Right away, we just met each other and you're already grabbing my microphone. And you are?
Kathy Hart.
Kathy?
Yes.
And are you from here?
Yes, I am.
And what do you do these days, Kathy?
I'm a university professor.
Oh, you are? Okay, I gotta change my attitude towards you then.
Give
me
the mic.
Yeah, and what do you teach?
Psychology.
Oh, dear. And how do you feel about that, Kathy?
Today, I feel okay about it.
That's pretty much the opening lecture, isn't
it?
Well, how do you feel about being a psychology major? Kathy, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday. Okay. Can we come up here and get through here? Follow me. Because I know someone who knows how to get through here. Okay, see, we just go around here. This is the belly of the beast. And then we come out here. And like magic, we're on stage and airing off in Cincinnati. Okay. So psychology, huh?
Yep.
What courses are you teaching these days?
I just finished a very engrossing course called Psychological and Achievement Tests.
Uh-huh.
It's about the psychometric properties of tests. That's validity, reliability.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time here. I can't hear the details on that. That sounds...
Statistical properties, it was great.
Oh, I love that.
It was tons
of
fun.
I read that for fun. You know, I'm not even taking the course, but I would. That's the kind of thing I'd read for fun.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I'm so psychometric, I can't even begin to tell you. I've never been properly measured, though.
Some people defy measurement. I think.
See, I don't think the peg should even go in the damn holes. I don't see the point of it. You know, they kept giving me those things. I said, what's the advantage to doing? You know, because they're just going to come out again.
You know, I told you today's my birthday, and I'm having a little bit of a midlife crisis.
Oh, you are. Can
so
I
don't
help?
Go down this road.
Can I help you?
Because now you're questioning my very
career,
everything
No.
I'm going to unravel here on the stage.
Thank God you're in psychology and you can help yourself. Oh, yeah. And where are you at? At the University of Cincinnati? Or?
No, I'm at Xavier University.
Xavier! Fantastic. You working over the summer, too? You get some time off? Or?
No, I'm working this entire summer.
I think you need some time off.
I do, too. I do, too.
And for this birthday, what are you doing to celebrate?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's it?
I think
this the
so.
penalty phase of your birthday?
I was thinking it would be fun. Yeah. I brought my 9-year-old daughter.
Yeah? Hi, dear. How are you?
She thought it would be fun, too.
She's adorable. And what's her name?
Leah.
Hey, Leah. How's it going? Does she have a phone yet? Does she text? And
oh, yes.
She does.
Well, actually, she doesn't have her own phone. She's using my minutes and my money to text and call.
Is that enough, though?
Probably not.
Because a lot of times your mother will have her phone, and what are you going to do? You know, you got people on the line all the time.
Don't go there.
I mean, a psychologist tells me not to go there. I mean, what the? Just my luck, you know? Most of the time they say, how do you feel about that? Say more. Is that you just say more?
Not when you're talking about my daughter in a phone.
No.
Okay, you can't go there.
I know. You know, it's like getting their ears pierced used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's getting their minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kathy, thank you very much for joining us here. I hope it's going to be a happy birthday. Let's see if we can make it pay off for you big time. Jim Packard.
Yes, Michael.
We're going to do the quiz here, qualification, but there needs to be a number.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Geta. The question is, Geta is what again? If you know, if you're from Cincinnati, you probably know what Geta is, or from Germany, I guess. Otherwise, you have no idea what I'm talking about. You want to know what Geta is, as in, what is it again? Huh?
Good.
It's good, yeah, so thank you. Let's go to the phones right now. Gloria's in San Antonio, and of course, she's bound to know what this is. Hi, Gloria.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know what Geta is?
No idea.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
It's something my parents tell me all the time. Get a job.
That's a good one, but I'm afraid we want a little more, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
David is near Atlanta. How near Atlanta are you, David?
Fine. How are you today?
Good. Did your mom ever tell you to get a job, David?
Pardon?
Okay, good. We're doing good here. Geta. What is Geta? Goetta. It's a food stuff.
I'll go with that.
Okay, thank you. This is going to be a long morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're in San Antonio again because it didn't do well enough the first time. We're back in San Antonio, and Jennifer's on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. You ever heard something called Geta, Jennifer?
No, but Google helped me figure it out.
Oh. You know how we feel about Google.
Oh, I know, but, you know, give me some credit. Oh. I saw you live a couple of months.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to Google you, and I... Oh, I know, but it's not fair to Google the answer. You should have... No, now, like, Kevin is in Cleveland. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
And they probably have Geta in Cleveland, don't they?
They do not.
They do not.
They wouldn't touch the stuff up here.
Yeah, but what... And they'll touch a lot of stuff in Cleveland, too. So. What is it then, Kevin?
It is a breakfast hash made up of a lot of different ingredients. I think there's some sausage in it, and I don't know what else goes into it, but I've had it, and I wouldn't touch it again.
Okay. So it's like Eye of Newt and Tail
yeah,
of Dog
right.
and that,
that
sort
stuff.
Of thing, and yep. made into a breakfast. That's right. Okay, that's pretty close, isn't it? Not at all. Okay, we got to go here. We're going to accept that. It's known as Cincinnati caviar also, so in case you didn't. Kevin, what do you do there in Cleveland?
I'm a fireman.
A fireman, excellent. Are you on duty right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so if you have to leave immediately, we understand. Kevin, Kathy?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kathy.
You two are a team right now. You work together, okay?
All right.
Okay. Jim, what do we got there?
Categories of current events. People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Science or odds and ends?
Kevin, you pick the first one.
Science.
And thank you for what you do, Kevin, by the way. Okay. Yes. Here's the question, science. Do ants of the South American rainforest use Velcro claws to help them hoist heavy things? Heavy prey things. This is like psychology, isn't it?
Oh, it's just like psychology, yeah.
Velcro claws. Do ants of the rainforest, I guess, have Velcro on their claws?
What do you think, Kathy?
Well, they don't have manufactured Velcro.
I didn't say that, did I?
No, you did not. But I'm thinking, because I've been to the Cincinnati Zoo, one of the world's greatest zoos.
Yes, it is, if not the greatest.
And I think those ants do have special sticky stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they might.
Yes, Velcro-like. They got little things on there. Like that's where they got Velcro from. Little thing. The Azteca Andre, they're called.
One right, no wrong.
Very good. Okay, we're on the road here. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, school, odds and ends.
Kathy?
Current events.
Current events are right out of the news. Okay. When Johnny Gomez steps up to the plate. Gomes. When Johnny Gomes. It was a typo. Because I don't make mistakes. Do you? And I don't need a psychologist to tell me that. Johnny Gomes steps up to the plate at Cincinnati's Great American Ballpark. What do they play? Is it Low Rider? Walk on the Wild Side, or some Nickelback tune? Burn It to the Ground.
Well, Kevin...
Can't help you on this one,
okay.
I don't think... No. I'm going to go with Low Rider.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Burn It to the Ground, the Nickelback. Mm. Oh, that's okay. She's got plenty more chances. Huh? If you were seeing a psychologist, you think they'd give you a break? No. And how do you feel about that?
One right and one wrong.
Okay. Let's say more.
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Kevin?
School.
School. Okay. Don't worry about it. We're good here. Cincinnatus, whom the city was named after. What is with the statue where he's holding a fasces in one hand and a plow in the other?
Huh?
Is it a fasces or a feces? I don't know what you're saying. F-A-S-C-S is fascist. The symbols of rule and authority in one hand. Those arrows and a quiver are what they are. And
a plow.
Plow on the other hand. What's the symbolism there for Cincinnatus? There's no Clevelandatus, is there, Kevin?
No.
Okay.
Moses,
that's right. Moses Cleveland.
Moses Cleveland.
There was Moses Cleveland at one time.
Let's see. So there would be some law... And order and hard work.
Agriculture.
And plowing.
And plowing with hard work and farming and working the
land.
So
you're saying that Cincinnatus represented rule and power, but at the same time, the going back to doing his job as a farmer.
Coming,
the common man
absolutely,
who rules and then goes back to being the common man.
I was saying, yeah.
After being a dictator.
That's what I said.
After being a dictator for a short period of time, you go back.
That's what I said.
That's right, yes. Excellent. Very well explained.
Yeah. Two right and one wrong.
Okay, so this could be it here. If you get this one right, what's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, or odds and ends.
All right. Let's see. Is it back to Kevin?
No, I think it's Kathy.
It's Kathy.
Kathy? She says it's you.
People,
odds
places,
and
odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Let's see if it is. Yes. Reported. This is just reported potholes in greater Cincinnati. Between January 1st and June 30th of this year, is it 2,257? 3,004 or 3,613, all pretty much on Ridge Road. Reported potholes. If you see a pothole, report it, ladies and gentlemen. They won't do anything about it, but they like to know.
I got to hear those numbers again. It was a bad winter, though. I know that.
Okay, 2,257, 3,004, 3,613 reported potholes first half of the year. Which would be from the winter.
I don't know. Kevin, you're out there on the roads in Cleveland, though.
Not down that way. I'm guessing 3,000-something.
I would lean in that direction.
A little high, isn't it?
It is a little high. So I'm going to go with the first one, 2,000.
That's a lot. 2,257 sounds like a number that someone would report.
It does.
Does that ring to it?
Yeah.
Kevin, you want to go along with that, or you want to?
I'll go along with that one.
Or you want to lose this thing? You go along with that. That's right, 2,257. That's the winning number. On the wedding number,
yes, indeed. Kevin, you've won something to make you squeal with delight, a lovely pig necklace commemorating the annual Cincinnati Flying Pig Marathon. It's from Lippman Jewelers, specializing in unique artsy jewelry in the Kenwood suburb of Cincinnati since 1913. Trace a Cincinnati saga of family drama and epic ambition in the book Crosley, Two Brothers and a Business Empire That Transformed a Nation by Rusty McClure with David Stern and Michael Banks from Cincinnati's Clarissy Press. And for you, Kathy, you'll make the pilgrimage to Jungle Jim's annual Weekend of Fire at the end of this month. 75 booths of hot sauces, salsas, marmalades, peppers, and more inside the Oscar Event Center of Fairfield, just north of town, and relive the magic of the Cincinnati Ballet's production of Peter Pan on a CD of the ballet's score from the Cincinnati Ballet, bringing inspiration of the power and passion of dance to audiences for over 45 years, and a family four-pack to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You did good. Have a great birthday. Kevin, hang on for a second. I'll make sure you get that stuff. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Michael.